We knew it was going to be difficult. Even earlier today, looking at the weather forecast, trying to work out whether we were going to have to scramble people undercover or whether it was going to be okay. But just getting everything out here, there's nothing out here. So everything from power supply, tables, cooking area, everything else, has all had to be brought out here.
What could possibly go wrong? Three chefs feeding a gourmet meal to more than 100 people on a vast salt pan near Mildura in Victoria's northwest. There's no facilities out here, and the weather was looking a bit iffy for a while there, but it's all come together in the end. Hello, I'm Cherie von Hirschner. Welcome to the Gourmet Salt Lake Sunset Dinner, organised as part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival.
If you look around, it's an absolutely stunning location. As far as you can see, you've got the white salt pans, big, wide expanse of sky. It's the most beautiful setting. And Mildura is just an amazing place as a foodie to come as well.
The chefs tonight are firm friends since competing in last year's series of MasterChef. Samuel Whitehead, Sam Goodwin and Aram Nixon are providing a three-course meal showcasing local produce. How did you decide who is cooking what?
We've got different strengths between us and we've kind of divided it up based on what made sense, what dishes kind of made sense for each of us to do. Samuel and myself aren't as good at desserts, but fortunately Sam is an absolute whiz at them. So I was in charge of putting together the main, the sort of food that we'd love to eat. We've got lamb shoulder that's been braising for 9 hours in the oven, and then we're finishing off over the coals, so the same coals we use for the damper, to get a really nice smoky, barbecue-y kind of flavour on the lamb.
So the lamb you've sourced locally as well?
So yeah, we've got some saltbush lamb, which for us was a really obvious choice, I guess, just because if you look around you, there's not really much sort of grazing grass or anything else, and the idea of feeding livestock on the scrubby bushland that's around and flavouring the lamb at the same time, makes total sense, and it gives you a real connection with the environment. So that's the centrepiece of it. And then alongside that, we've got a grain dish based around grains that are grown out at Coleraine, not far from here. We've got a dish around green beans grown just down the road as well. And then a dish built around pumpkins. And actually, nice story with that was, the pumpkins were given to us by the son-in-law of the guys who grew the grapes. And we didn't even know we were going to have that connection with a producer when we arrived in town, and they put us in touch, and so we've got Jacob's pumpkins on the menu as well. Yeah, really nice how it's all come together.
Thinking about saltbush lamb, for those who have never had it before, is it rather salty?
It sounds like it's going to be really salty. It's not. It's just a really nice flavoured, good quality piece of lamb. And we've braised it in some local red wine and some aromats. It kind of enhances the flavour. It's not salty as such. It's just really well flavoured, good quality lamb.
Samuel King, what are you in charge of tonight?
I'm in charge of the entree, the starter and entree. We've gone with a damper to start, which is something that I thought we didn't want to just serve just an average loaf of bread or even a sourdough piece of bread. We're out in the desert, pretty much, in a salt lake, and sort of reminds me of being out camping and getting to the end of the night and putting together something to end the meal, and that was the damper. So that's served with a bit of dukkah and some local olive oil. And then the entree is a serving of Murray cod from a local producer here, served with some of my very own fermented cucumbers or dill pickles. Creme fraiche, we've got a fennel salad and a sort of a bit of herb action.
Now, Sam, there's been plenty of chatter on how good you are with dessert. What are you serving tonight for guests?
That's definitely not my chatter. I think I got lumped a bit with the dessert tag on the show, but I've put together a goat's cheesecake, and that's paired with some incredible local grapes, and also a top of an almond and olive oil pastry, both local again. And then we've got a bit of fried saltbush on the top, which the wind is looking a bit better, so I'm hoping it'll actually stay on the plate.
So when travelling around talking to a number of producers, thinking about what you're going to be cooking, were there any real surprises that you sort of thought, wow, I didn't think I'd be thinking about putting this on the menu?
Yeah, there were one or two nice surprises as well. Particularly a good example, I guess, we went to a local grape supplier, good Italian family, so we sat there with an espresso and then kind of looked out the back, and they've got this cold room where they've got all of these things curing, all the jars of tomato sauce and everything else. And we're just trying a few different bits and pieces. They grow capers as well. And they've got these amazing things, which are capers in vin cotto. And we tried them, amazing flavour, and actually it was the missing element that we needed for the dessert, and we've put it on the dessert. So capers for dessert, it sounds a bit weird, it sounds a bit out there, but it definitely works.
Tabletop grapes, who are with us pretty much on every dish that we've created tonight.
So what do the diners make of their gourmet dinner on a salt bed lake? There seems to be happy faces all around.
I'm Nola. Nola Murphy, and I'm thoroughly enjoying tonight. The ambience is fantastic. Just being here at the Salt Lakes is wonderful, and the food so far has been delicious.
Hi, I'm Madalena. I'm a local also. Nola and I are both Italian girls, Italian immigrant family girls, so we love this sort of thing, food and wine.
In terms of the menu, what was your standout?
The fish.
The Murray cod.
It was beautiful, marinated. It was gorgeous.
Hi, my name's Jim. I come from Irimple. It's been a lovely night out here. The weather's been fantastic, and it's just been a lovely meal, really showcasing some local produce. And I think probably my favourite by a short nose might have been the dessert. It was just lovely. I've not been out here before, so even as a local, I've not been here. So that was also really interesting. It was a lovely setting, really, really nice.
Hello, I'm Blanche, and I've come along tonight just to enjoy the local produce. And I wasn't quite sure what to expect. The evaporation basins out here are an amazing, incredible thing to look at. They're beautiful pink.
And just thinking about the menu tonight, what you've had so far, what's been the standout?
Well, it's hard to choose. The fish was amazing, but the saltbush lamb was incredible. Definitely reminds me of my childhood. Beautiful. And the wine so beautifully matched, just beautiful.
Hi, my name's Deborah, and I've been privileged to be part of this dinner tonight. My daughter's brought me here on a special occasion, a birthday.
And happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And we've come up this morning from Melbourne, and we've just paired our dessert, which has got a silky, velvety flavour texture with a sweet wine. Normally you would think of capers with a fish, yes, but these are actually sweet, something I've never tasted before, so it's a new taste sensation.
Hi, my name is Nunzio. My wife and I are up from Melbourne. Can I say the Murray cod, subtle flavours, it is spectacular. My wife and I's background are from southern Italy, Sicily in fact, so it's a type of food that we're used to in a climate we're used to, so it is for us almost home, 17,000 kilometres away from Sicily.
Hi, I'm Bianca from Narang Farms. I was very privileged to be asked to provide lamb for this event, and we had other people comment that they really enjoyed it. That was great to hear, and great feedback for all the work we do.